The Firefly and the Storm by Katie Soy. Chapter 1. Once upon a time, on a faraway island, there lived two grasshoppers. After many years of trying to start a family, they gave up hope. But one night, there was a great storm. At dawn, soft sunlight peeked over the mountain that stood tall behind their grassland home. Mist and fog filled the air. Across the field, a glimmer of light blinked. Near the edge of the jungle, they found the remains of a small, empty egg. A tiny baby bug lay still on the ground, its light blinking against the tall grass. It wasn't moving. They stepped up to the little creature. Its light kept going off and on, off and on. But the bug did not move. It was a baby firefly. They touched it gently and it twitched. They searched for her family for hours, but there were no fireflies anywhere in sight. Her parents must have been lost in the storm, one grasshopper said. The winds brought her to us, said the other grasshopper. We must take care of her. They raised the firefly as their own daughter in the grasshopper village where they had always lived. They named her Jem. Jem knew she was adopted. Her parents told her they waited such a long time for her, and that being adopted meant that because she didn't have a family, they became her family. She knew she was different from her parents. They were grasshoppers. She was a firefly. She knew all the other families in the village were the same. They were all grasshoppers. But that didn't matter to her parents or to Jem. She knew she was beloved. Jem learned to love the glow of the full moon. She smiled at summer breezes that bounced her around in the air as she learned to fly. Soon, her family learned her light had a mind of its own. She blinked when doing chores, or when she was embarrassed, when she was angry, and when she was happy. She glowed when she tried to avoid bedtime, and anytime she flew. On her first day of school, Jem was so excited she couldn't stop blinking at all. But all of the grasshopper students whispered about her. And to Jem's surprise, they laughed and laughed and laughed. Her light is weird, said one. I'm never talking to her. She doesn't belong here, said another. She thinks she's one of us, but she's not, said a third grasshopper student. Jem didn't know it was possible for her heart to break into a million little pieces, but that is most definitely what happened on her first day of school. She hated being a firefly. Chapter 2. Over the next few weeks, Jem tried desperately to be more like a grasshopper. She just had to be more like everyone else. Then they would like her. Then they would stop laughing and teasing and making fun of her at school. Your light is still weird, said Kit at school. He was very tall, very strong, and a loud grasshopper, but everyone loved him. We're grasshoppers, and our parents are grasshoppers. Where are your real parents? Han asked. Jem noticed she always walked to school by herself late, but Jem didn't know why. Just because I'm adopted doesn't mean they aren't my real parents, said Jem. What's adopted mean? Asked Han. It just means I come from a different family, Jem tried to explain. Kit shrugged. It's not the same thing as a regular family, he said loudly. Jem blushed with shame and anger. Shame because she felt hurt deep inside and she was so embarrassed. Anger because no matter how hard she tried, she couldn't fit in. But Jem had an idea. The next morning, on her walk to school, she spread dark mud all over her body. That would hide her light. She was so happy. Finally, her light was covered up and she was no longer different from everybody else. She looked just like all the other grasshoppers. This was all she wanted. But once she got to school, Kit laughed at her again. "Look, she's trying to be like us," he said. Teacher looked over her glasses and asked if Jem was feeling sick. She called her up to the front of the class. As Jem walked to teacher, the mud began to fall off. It melted because her light was shining so much. Bright beams began to shine through the thick, dark mud. The students were all laughing. "She was trying to hide it so she could look like us," someone yelled out. Everyone laughed and laughed and laughed. Jem looked at her teacher with tears running down her face and buzzed out of the classroom. She bumped her head on the door as she went through. This caused more laughter and a headache. Chapter 3. After coming home from school early with tear-stained cheeks, she told mother and father everything. "I don't want to glow anymore," Jem wailed. "I want to be a normal family." "You are different from us, but we are still a family. You were a gift from the winds," said mother. "I want to be a regular grasshopper," said Jem, sobbing. "I don't want to be a gift from the winds."
"You will never be a grasshopper," said father. "You are a beautiful firefly, our little jewel, our precious, bright gem."
An unexpected visitor surprised them late that night. It was teacher. "Come in," said mother, and she made tea.
"I know someone who might be able to help Jem," said teacher. "My grandmother is a grasshopper like me, but she was a great explorer. She sailed to other islands, met other bugs, and studied with the ancient ones. She used to tell me stories of dancing balls of light in the night sky who were her friends. I think she knew others like Jem. She can help if Jem is willing to learn."
Chapter 4. The next day, Jem made the long walk with mother, father, and teacher to the edge of the village. She always walked when she was in the village or at school. She never flew. She tried to blend in as much as she could. Teacher's grandmother stood in front of the door waiting for them. She leaned on a small cane. A tiny gold locket hung from her neck, and long gray wisps of hair blew out from beneath an old brown hat. Teacher gave a small bow before hugging her grandmother and introducing Jem. The old grasshopper nodded kindly.
"You may call me Master Crew," she tipped her hat. "You do not need to walk around me. Can you fly, little one?"
Jem stopped standing and hovered above the ground.
"That's not flying," said Master Crew. "That is buzzing."
And that was Jem's first lesson. Don't buzz when you can fly instead. Jem was to study with Master Crew every day after school. She would turn off her light when she learned to control it so she could be normal. This was her plan, but she would never tell anyone. That's why she really wanted to take lessons. So Jem showed up to her lessons every day. She practiced hovering and standing on her head. She practiced blinking, walking, flying, flying high, flying low, walking slowly with one foot in front of the other. But every day, she started sitting quietly meditating. She had to imagine things that made her feel calm. Master Crew said she must learn to quiet her mind, and that's what meditation was. She said a quiet mind would help Jem grow her light and follow her heart. Jem did not know what that meant.
"Little one," Master Crew said as Jem practiced flying higher, "if you are not balanced, you will never fly strong."
Jem nodded before falling to the ground again. One day, Master Crew invited Jem into her hut. Jem saw drawings of places and things she had never seen before. Master Crew called them maps. She handed Jem her locket. Jem turned it over in her hand, staring at the little arrow that swirled.
Master Crew told her it was a compass. It told her which way to go. Jem turned it upside down and right side up again. She nodded, but she didn't understand again. There were stacks of old notebooks with writings about all of Master Crew's adventures. No one in their village had ever explored anywhere outside of their island. But Master Crew did. Years ago, she made friends with sea dragons, snakes, mice, fireflies, and even humans. "Fireflies," said Jem.
"Yes, fireflies like you, little one," said Master Crew. "I stayed with them for many moons and listened to their stories, and sometimes they come to me now in dreams," she said, adjusting her hat. "Now, turn your light on brighter," said Master Crew. Jem blurted out, I can't control it. It just comes on and off at the worst times. Everyone makes fun of me because I'm different. It's so embarrassing. I hate my light."
Master Crew stared at her.
"You must stop this self-abuse, little one." What does that mean?" yelled Jem, blinking, blushing at her stutter.
"When you say mean things about your light, you are saying mean things about yourself. Saying mean things about yourself is self-abuse," said Master Crew.
"Would you ever speak to a friend at school in such an unkind way? If you want to grow your light, you must stop."
Jem didn't tell her she wanted her light to disappear forever, so she was silent.
"Take away your hate and shame of your luminosity, little one. Without your light, you can never ever be whole. You cannot ever fulfill your purpose," said Master Crew. "You are a firefly, Jem. You were born to glow. You're here to light up the world."
What's luminosity?" Jem stuttered, frustrated again.
"It means your whole body is light," said Master Crew. "Luminosity is how bright you are, how bright you can be."
I don't want to be luminous," argued Jem.
"The more light we carry, little one, the more light we can bring to help others," said Master Crew. "Stop letting your fear control you and your light."
Jem looked at her feet. "I hate my light," she whispered. "Everyone at school hates me because of my light. I tried to tell them why I'm different, that I'm a firefly, and that I'm adopted, but they don't understand and they still hate me."
"You don't ever have to explain yourself to anyone," said Master Crew sternly. "You must follow your own compass. Not everyone will understand it, and that is all right."
Master Crew showed Jem that her light was connected to her emotions, or how she felt inside. When she was angry or upset, her light blinked fiercely. It was uneven and harsh, and pinkish red. When she was happy, her light flickered off and on warmly.
"If you learn to keep your emotions and thoughts calm, your light will follow," Master Crew taught her.
Jem practiced watching her thoughts carefully every day. She chose thoughts that would make her feel calm. If she became angry or frustrated, Master Crew would ask her why she was making those choices.
"I'm not choosing these feelings," Jem yelled back at Master Crew at first. "The feelings just come. It's not my fault."
"Yes, you are, little one," said Master Crew. "And you must practice making better choices that help your light grow."
And so Jem would practice sitting, being quiet, and choosing to feel calm instead of frustrated. Choosing to feel happy instead of sad. Choosing to feel peace instead of anger. She calmed her heart and quieted her mind, just as Master Crew taught her. She thought of things that made her heart happy, like her parents, reading a book, the sun on her face, flying high. Chapter 5. One day, Master Crew took Jem into the jungle. "There's a storm coming tonight."
"It's no ordinary storm," said Master Crew.
"It's like the night you came into the world."
Down the hill below them, a deep blue bay opened up to the ocean. Jem saw white sea foam on rolling waves. Tucked beneath the canopy of the jungle, they looked out at the sandy beach below. And Jem rubbed her eyes to make sure she wasn't seeing things. There were thousands of little tiny bright lights in the darkness. Are they like me?
Aye, little one, said Master Crew. Those near the trees are fireflies just like you. And those on the beach, she pointed. They are humans. Humans have to make fire to create light like what you have. You are the only one like you in the world, Jem. Your light is a gift. You must use it to help others. This is your calling.
Jem did not speak. She couldn't speak. She saw big pieces of fire start to rise in the sky near the humans. They lit up as they floated out to sea. Master Crew said they were called lanterns.
They look like stars, said Jem. They dance in the air.
This is where you come from, said Master Crew. The winds brought you to your mother and father from the great creator.
Jem silently followed her home.
This is your last lesson, Jem, said Master Crew suddenly. If you have questions for me, you may always ask.
I'm here with you.
She adjusted her hat and turned with her cane to leave. Jem was confused.
But how? If I don't have lessons anymore? And how will I learn the rest? Why are you leaving me?
I'm always here, said Master Crew. And I promise I'll see you in your dreams.
And she walked away into the night, leaning on her cane, wisps of gray hair blowing out from beneath her hat in the wind.
Chapter 6. Jem walked to school the next morning with her light very dim. It was almost completely off. She felt sick with her light so low. But she didn't care anymore about what Master Crew had showed her. Master Crew was gone. She had to move forward with her plan to turn off her light completely. That day, teacher was taking the class on a field trip. During the field trip, Jen made a plan to run away. She couldn't go home to face her parents and tell them she wanted to turn off her light for good, so she decided to leave. As the class started up the mountain to look for flowers, Jem crept away from her classmates toward the jungle, carrying a small backpack with her things. The winds suddenly blew strong, and the sky turned gray. Water fell in sheets across the field. Jem had to hang on to part of a leaf so she didn't blow away. But suddenly she heard her name. It was teacher calling.
Jem, the students are lost. I need you to help me find them.
Jem looked at her. She knew what she had to do to help. But now she was scared that her light was too faint. It was almost all the way off. Lightning cracked across the sky. Thunder boomed. Night was coming. Soon. Up the mountain, they trudged together.
Jem, said teacher, you have to turn up your light.
I can't, yelled Jem. I'm trying right now and it's so dim. She was in tears.
It's low because I didn't want it anymore.
She was so scared, she was shaking.
Jem, you have to try, said teacher. They'll be lost without you. We won't be able to find them without your light.
Jem took a deep breath and stood very still, just like Master Crew taught her at her lessons. The wind roared and the sky cracked with thunder. But Jem pictured the calm, dark blue ocean. She imagined the dancing lights over the water like bits of stardust. She focused on feeling calm and strong. The light in her body glowed just a little bit brighter, then sputtered. But she started blinking slowly, steadily, again. It was dim, but it was light. And it was getting brighter by the minute.
Okay, let's go find them, said teacher.
Wait, I'm not bright enough yet, yelled Jem. We'll never be able to see in the storm.
We don't have time, Jem, teacher pulled her wing. We have to find them now. And your light doesn't have to be perfect for it to work.
Chapter 7.
It was hours later, but in the middle of the night, they found the whole class huddled under a small grove of mushrooms. The winds were so loud and the rain was coming down so hard, no one could hear teacher's voice. Jem yelled down to Kit. Kit, tell them what to do. They can hear you. Everyone, hold hands. You can't let go or we'll blow away, Kit shouted. Teacher said someone needed to help calm the young students and carry them down the trail. Han, Jem yelled, they trust you. Han nodded and gathered the littlest students to her. She put one on her back and held hands with two others. Jem's light beamed strong now as she flew high above them. Her light glowed so they could see where to walk. And through the storm, Jem led the way home. At lunch the next day, teacher stopped by Jem's table. She said the whole village wanted to thank her. What do you think about turning your light off now? Asked teacher. Jem looked up at her. Never. It's me. And I have to be me. Kit brought his lunch over to their table and sat down across from Jem. Hi, said Jem. You used your voice for good last night. You're loud, but it's okay. People listen to you. Kit nodded, still not looking at her. Thanks, he said. And sorry. I'm sorry for before. The things I said. Jem nodded. Han had followed Kit over, and she sat down at their table too. She looked down. I always tried to hide my limp, she whispered quietly. I'm sorry for what I said before too. Jem nodded. I know about wanting to hide, she said. But you could always help the little ones walk to school every day. She smiled. I forgive you. Sometimes we don't like things about ourselves, but Master Crew taught me that we can use those things to help others. Chapter 8. Teacher walked Jem home from school that day. Teacher hopped, and Jem flew above her along the path. Teacher, I know Master Crew said my lessons were over, but I have to talk to her about what happened last night. I have to tell her about my light. Jem, my grandmother passed on last night, said teacher. That means she's no longer with us here. But she wanted you to have these books and notes and maps of her travels to the islands. And these. She held Master Crew's little round compass in one hand and her old brown hat in the other. She always said the compass tells you where to go, Jem whispered. She took the compass and put it around her neck. She took the hat and slowly set it on her head. It was too big, but Jem loved it. And that night, Jem flew over to the hill overlooking the ocean where Master Crew showed her the fireflies. She glowed as brightly as she could the whole time, never once dimming her light. And she saw thousands of tiny dancing lights buzzing. On the beach, she saw more lanterns rising slowly, freely over the water. So much light before her. So much light inside her. And she knew someday she would fly away, study new things, and explore faraway lands. She knew now that her glow was a gift, and that she must treasure that gift and grow it so she could help others. Because the world was waiting for her light. The end.
All rights reserved. Copyright 2021 by Katie Soy. No part of this book or story may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or any means, electronic or mechanical, including recording, written, or by any information storage or retrieval system without permission in writing from the author. Any unauthorized use, sharing, reproduction, or distribution of these materials by any means, electronic, mechanical, written, or otherwise, is strictly prohibited. No portion of these materials may be reproduced in any manner whatsoever without the express written consent of the author, Katie Soy.